fertig, aber es fällt mir gar nicht leicht, diese Aufzeichnung zu beginnen. Und dabei ist eine solche ja gar nicht nötig. Denn das, was Sie jetzt hören werden, ist weder ein Vortrag noch eine Lesung. Aber wie ich fantasiere und in welcher Umgebung, zu Hause oder im Auto, ja, beides ist mir wichtig. Einerseits, andererseits sollten Sie sich wirklich Zeit nehmen über das, was Sie jetzt erwarten.
Arata bringing us down in fine fashion off their self-titled one that came out last year. Another fantastic, easily in the top 10 records. That was out on Silber. That was a track called Eye of Ra. And right before that, John Paul Jones with a track called Goose off the venerable Zuma going back to 1996. And right before that, something new to me. That was a band called Electric Orange off their album Krautrock from Hell. That was a track called Bandworm. Yes, it is. And right before that, I gave you a heads up. That was newish Hills with a track called Death One. It is 5:20. This is Sunrise Ocean Bender. This is WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. Sitting here waiting for Phil to show up and bring in all that good stuff. But in the meantime, let's check in with Mike, and then we'll be on our way and see what's coming up next.
WRIR celebrates 6 great years of serving Richmond with a party for the rest of us. February 4th at the magnificent Renaissance Ballroom. An opening ceremony will be hosted by Native American drum and dance ensemble Yata Nund. Then 2 stages will be featuring performances by the Diamond Center. Marionette. Ultra Dolphins.
First you wake up, then you take up space. Oh.
Penny Shaker. WRIR DJs, plus the Spirit Winds Flute Ensemble, stand-up comedy, slam poetry, a hip-hop showcase curated by Black Liquid, the Turnstile Sound System, Richmond Youth Jazz Guild, and you. A $10 donation to WRIR gets you all access to the entertainment, as well as free hors d'oeuvres and birthday cake. For more information, visit WRIR.org. It's the 6th annual Party for the Rest of Us, Friday, February 4th from 7 to midnight at the Renaissance Ballroom, 107 West Broad Street, to benefit 97.3 WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson for Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. 72% of the public support a fine only, no jail, for social use of marijuana. And yet, 724,000 Americans were arrested on marijuana charges last year because the politicians haven't yet gotten the message. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org.
of what used to be, the seemingly solid reality of a happy hologram, portrait of a young man, a quivering wisp of static on the land, the happy hologram. Goggles of madness away, perched to swoop down and set straight the illusions and plans behind the smile of
Hologram from Outrageous Cherry off their seemingly solid reality disc that dropped last year, and right before that, going back to 2009 from the fantastic Simple Psychedelic Pleasures, that was History of Man from David Max, and leading into that, after the errata, that was Hemispheric Events Command from the mighty, mighty, much lamented now that they're gone, Cul-de-Sac, going back to 1996 off their fantastic platter, China Gate. A little bit more than 20 minutes to go before Phil gets here, so let's keep moving along, change direction a little bit, and set that Wayback Machine again, going back to 1967. This is The Deviants. Enjoy.
Won't you buy, buy some garbage? 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 Yeah!
Bodies need rest. We all need our rest. Sleep and easy sleep. Rest. Come back in the morning. Hard.
MC5, Now More Than Ever. That was Over and Over off High Time. And right before that, no, that was not Jim Morrison's little sister. That was Alice Cooper going back to 1971 off Love It to Death. That was Black Juju. And that one goes out to Phil. Hi, Phil.
Hey.
And right before that, I gave you a heads up. That was Mick Farren and the Deviants with Garbage off Patoof going back to 1971 as well. I think I got time to cram in two more, if Phil will let me. So I've said it before, and I'll say it again. This is one of the most underappreciated bands. This is Australia's UMI, going back to 1998 off their number four record. This is a track called Junk. Enjoy.
Yeah. Apparently you threw the gauntlet down with that song. Who was that?
Zen Gorilla.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Zen Gorilla. They did a couple of albums on Alternative Tentacles. A
couple top 40 big hits.
Yeah, they did. I think Casey Kasem had them on once.